So as we begin this first week of Lent, it seems fitting to look at the pillars of Lent. What are the pieces of this time frame that we want to remain aware of? Lent is a time when we return to God, hopefully without crisis. Most of us have been in crisis in one way or another, and we are kind of forced into returning to God when we're in the midst of something acute. And so Lent is a time of returning to God, a choice we're making, a time we're choosing with the world church. So there's three pieces or pillars of Lent, and they are prayer, fasting, and giving. So it's going to be a quiz. So the people on this side get prayer, people on that side get fasting, and then everybody says giving. Okay, you got it? Prayer, fasting, giving. Okay, you're going to come back to that, right? You can remember that long. It's a quiz. So in that beautiful reading from Deuteronomy that Linda did, it was a story of people filled with gratitude for what God had done for them. And in the midst of that, they brought forth a basket of first fruits. And that means when the crop was ripe, the first bit that was harvested is the most precious, and it becomes the first fruits. And we give from that in a situation of profound gratitude and bow down and thank God for everything. Those of us who have been in crisis know what that's like at some moment to say, thank you, God. And that the gratitude just overflows. It might take a while. It might take a while. But at some point, we know God has brought us through stuff and that we have tremendous gratitude to give. When we have that gratitude, then the next part of that is giving sacrificially, is saying, here are the first fruits. And those two essentials are part of most religions, that we have a need to give as an expression of our gratitude. And our gratitude causes us to make a spiritual sacrifice and also to give. So spiritual sacrifices might be that we curb our ego, our pride, our self-sufficiency, our autonomy, our self-interest, or perhaps selfishness. Another spiritual sacrifice is total surrender. And so when we make those spiritual sacrifices and we give up a little bit of what we want, the me tune, in order to shift to the we-ness, the we of who we are together, then we naturally want to give. And so in Lent, we have three pillars. One, two, three, giving. Okay. So the prayer comes in gratitude, in thanksgiving for all that God has given to us. And as we ponder these 6 weeks, a gratitude journal is a great idea. Or a list on your calendar, or on a placemat that you might make at your house. Write down the things you're grateful for. And when you do that, then you want to not do perhaps some things that are selfish, and instead do some things that are giving. When we become compassionate, truly compassionate, which is a gift of prayer, then we put justice ahead of ourselves and look at others and say, what is the best for the greatest number? We also move to charity. We want to give and we want to help others. And we'll hear more about that tonight. And it all comes from love of God and gratitude for all the ways God has touched us and lives within us. Life is a gift, and God is the giver. We cannot forget that. It's not all about me. It's not all about what I want and what I think is best. Although, of course, I know what's best, but it's not all about what I think is best. It's better to know that God is God and I am not. And so whatever sacrifices we make, whatever giving we give, comes from that spiritual sacrifice place. It says, I want to give because God is good and we have received much from God. In the Romans reading, it talks about good works, the works of love, and that's what faith looks like from the outside. So if people look at us, faith looks like giving. That's what we do. Belief is what it looks like from the inside. Works are the fruit. Faith is the root. So as we pause on this threshold, as we jump into our Lenten intentions, I guess I would say, we're going to enter into one, two,
fasting,
three,
giving.
So that fasting is just staying away from the stuff that keeps us me-centered. And I don't know about you, but those trains come by 100 times a day. And that train comes by and goes, if you jump on this train, then you get this. And I have to know where that train's going before I jump on, because it might take me someplace I don't want to go. On the other hand, a train might come by and I'm going, where are you going? Let's talk. And so when that train comes by, it's like, oh, that's taking you to Project Angel Heart. Maybe I'll jump on that train. So we just have to be aware of where those trains are going. They go by in our mind and go by in our mind and go by in our mind. And it's like, if we follow the ones that take us to me, 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 me only, then we may go places we don't want to go. So that's not to say that we don't care for ourselves, because that's part of the way we love. We love God, we love others, and we love ourselves. So our quote from Nouwen: compassion asks us to go where it hurts, to enter places of pain, to share in brokenness, fear, confusion, and anguish. Compassion challenges us to cry out with those in misery, to mourn with those who are lonely, to weep with those in tears. Compassion requires us to be weak with the weak, vulnerable with the vulnerable, and powerless with the powerless. Compassion means full immersion in the condition of being human. So we're going to say those three things one more time and give you an opportunity to sit for 1 minute and think about how you might include more prayer, fasting, giving, if just this much each day. So what are those pillars? Giving, ponder, pray. Amen.